Chris Bates on Stray Living.
You work hard. You've worked hard all of your life. You've worked hard for your house, your car, your savings, your pension pot's looking pretty good. But what happens to all of that in the event that you're no longer able to use it? You want it to go to your children. You want your loved ones to have it. You want it to support them in their later life. Is that going to happen? Mark Chandler is here from Ellis Bates to give us some advice on this situation and just make sure that the stuff that you've worked so hard for goes to the right person. Mark, how do we do that?
Well, Tom, you're absolutely right. We do work jolly hard all our lives to accumulate our wealth. And then we think about passing that wealth on to our loved ones and beneficiaries. And yes, we strive for certainty. And unfortunately, it's quite a complex area. And there are other factors that may come into us later in life that can jeopardise the passing of those assets, at least in full or in part, to our loved ones.
So assets then, what are we talking about specifically then?
Well, if we talk about the two biggest assets that any person will have in general is firstly their pension fund and secondly is their home or their residential property. Now with pensions, we've seen the government introduce some legislation which will allow or facilitate the passing of pension funds between generations on a highly tax-efficient basis. Mm-hmm. With property, the government have introduced or are about to introduce an increased nil rate band. So at the moment, we all have a £325,000 nil rate band, which is the amount of money we can pass on without tax. Mm-hmm. That is going to be increased from 2020, which will move that nil rate band up to £500,000. So that will deal with a lot of the inheritance tax situations on personal property. However, there are other aspects of life events that can cause problem and get in the way of passing assets to our loved ones.
So what are those threats then that we could face? What could threaten these assets and what you've worked so hard to accumulate going to the people that you care about?
Well, as an advisory business, I think the two things that we see a lot of is firstly, second marriage syndrome. And in particular, if someone has been bereaved at a young age and then remarry, spouse or civil partner, then that can cause problems in protecting the bloodline inheritance. Also, for assessment for care home fee contribution, again, with care home fees being as they are, it can very quickly take out all the value in the property and other assets.
So let's just break those down then. Let's take that example you said where someone passes away very young, unfortunately. Mm. So, for example, a couple are married, they've maybe got one child, the husband has a horrible accident and unfortunately passes away. In that situation, generally, the property would then pass to the wife, is that right?
Well, it depends on the way the will is written. And yes, mm-hmm. if you have a straightforward mirror will, then the property will be passed straight through to the surviving partner. Any jointly owned assets will be passed under the law of survivorship. But if one of those people were to remarry as a widowed person, then any will that they've made during their relationship would be invalidated, which means if they didn't write another will, then they would die intestate. And intestacy means that the assets, the way the assets are distributed, is set out in law rather than as you would wish. So under intestacy, the first £250,000 of one's estate would be passed to spouse or civil partner. And if there is any balance, and assuming there is a balance, then that would be shared between 50% of that balance to the surviving spouse and the remaining 50% to, in your case, the child, or it could be more than one child.
Yeah.
And an example would be if we had a £600,000 estate, then if no will was made after that marriage, then the new spouse would walk away with £425,000 of the estate and the children. If there were, say, three children, would have £58,000 each.
In that instance, the original, so let's say it was the husband in the first instance, he passed away, his wife remarried, She passes away, and so this third person who had nothing, potentially no link at all to the original husband, is taking a huge amount of money out of the estate.
That's exactly right. And with some careful planning, that can be avoided.
So that's where marriage can cause problems and remarriage can cause problems. And you mentioned care as well. So when does care fees have to be paid? Because this is a bit of a minefield, isn't it?
Yes, and it's been the source of a lot of recent legislation. The Care Act has come in and bringing some new rules. We've also seen the government defer a cap that was going to be placed upon on funding the cost of care. But invariably, if you have more than £23,250 to your name, then you will be funding your care completely.
And that's, to be honest, going to be a lot of people. If you own a house, then likelihood is you have over that.
Absolutely. It's only until you have £14,250 or less where the local authority will fully fund you. And in between the two, there is a obviously a tiered funding situation. But if we're talking about care, it's not unusual to see £1,000 a week in care. And over the course of a year, if that's what £52,000, if you consider a 5-year term in a care home, would cost in excess of £250,000. You can see how very quickly an estate can be diminished.
So how can we therefore protect ourselves, protect our homes, protect our assets from slipping away and not going to our descendants?
There are obviously a number of ways in which we can plan for this, but I'm looking specifically at our home. And the first thing we need to look at is how do we own the home? For most people, the default position is only as joint tenants, and there is a lot of advantage in changing that position, severing the tenancy to own it as tenants in common. So rather than owning it under the law of survivorship, so you both jointly own 100%, mm-hmm. we own 50% discreetly each. On that basis, you can then choose to give your 50% or bequeath your 50% to your children. Mm-hmm. And that way, the wife isn't taking, or the husband isn't taking that half. It's held in trust for the children with a life interest for the surviving spouse so they can live in the house for the rest of their days.
So that would stop, you'd never want to think about this with your own children, really, would you? But that would stop a child going, right, well, I've inherited half this house. I want to sell this half of the house now, and you'll have to go and find somewhere else to live, Mum, for example.
Absolutely right. So we look at that particular solution. In that case, the lady passed away, then she would pass away knowing full well that whatever happened, her half of that house will definitely be passed on to her children.
Yeah.
And of course, that her husband can live in the house until such time as he either wants to move, which can be facilitated, yeah. or until he passes away. In respect to the care home fees, that means that any care home assessment can only be made on 50% of the property for the surviving partner.
Right.
So in that way, again, at least 50% of the property is being protected from care home fee assessment.
Are there any other issues really that you should be aware of to protect the inheritance?
Children. Children are a big source of joy, a big source of concern as well.
Yeah.
And often we have people coming to us saying, look, I've three children and they're all very different. One's perfect and the other two have got some issues, maybe some relationship issues, or mm-hmm. it could be debt issues. How can we leave in our will money to those children, but in such a way is that we're protecting it from divorcing son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws? How can we protect creditors if there's a bankruptcy situation?
Yeah.
And quite simply, what we do is we actually write in the will a discretionary trust. And in that way, the beneficiaries can access the money at a time when they are most able to accept it, and that it won't be frittered away, and it won't be claimed by a divorce action or creditors action.
So much to think about there, and if you haven't got that planning sorted for your estate and for your inheritance and for your children, Mark and his team are available for you to go to for advice. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
You can look at us on our website, which is www.ellisbatesgroup.com, and then just click on Legal Solutions. Alternatively, please do give us a call on 01423 520 052. Ellis Bates on Stray Living.